بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. My dear respected listeners, it's a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First of all, it is the month of Ramadan. And second, today is the day of Jumu'ah. And this day has been given to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Comes in a hadith that when a person comes to pray Jumu'ah Salah and he does not disturb anyone, causes pain or hurt anyone, and sits down for Salah, listens to the khutbah, prays Jumu'ah Salah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from last Friday till today, plus add more 3 more days, Allah forgives his sins. This is the virtue of coming for Jumu'ah Salah. And just imagine, in the month of Ramadan, where when we do an action, optional deed, nafal action, we get the reward of a fard action. Now we all know fard compared to nafal, compulsory compared to optional. Compulsory holds more reward. Compared to nafal, fard, compulsory holds more reward. So in the month of Ramadan, when we do optional acts, reward. Reward for that we will be getting as if we have done a fard act. When we do a compulsory act, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives us the reward of as if we have done 70 fard. Reward of 70 fard. Just look at how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us. How much reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for us. Now this is our duty, to go out there and take the reward. And make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy and make ourselves useful. Now it is all up to us now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened the doors for all khayrat, for all good. Especially in the month of Ramadan, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the gates of paradise are open. Gates of paradise are open. So for us to do good actions, it should be more easier compared to the other days, other months. So my dear respected listeners, we can't let shaitan frighten us. We can't let shaitan deceive us. We can't let shaitan make us delay in good actions. This is its duty. The duty of shaitan is to delay us in good actions. So at the end, what happens? There's a possibility of us not doing this good action. And when it comes to good a'mal, good actions, there are so many. So many. That just now, what we are doing, we are listening, we are talking about the greatness of Allah. We're in a majlis, we're in a gathering where good is being talked about. For this, what happens? The angels, they surround this gathering. They surround this gathering and they go to Allah and they give the message, Ya Allah, there's a group of people who are remembering you. Allah just knows. Allah says, dude, have they seen me? Have they seen paradise? Have they seen Jannah? They said no. Then at the end of the conversation, Allah says, then tell whoever is in this gathering, and even a person who has no intention to be in this gathering but is just sitting there, tell them all the sins are forgiven. Just sitting in this gathering. And just imagine in the month of Ramadan, in the blessed month of Ramadan, how much reward we will be getting. More than the other month. My dear respected listeners, it is important for us not to delay in our actions. We may be thinking, oh, we'll do that tomorrow, or we'll do that next week, or, you know, okay, Ramadan is here, I'll do it starting from Taraweeh, or I'll start from Dhuhr Salah or Asr Salah. This is delaying. Now, when we have the chance of doing something good, we do that. We should not delay. If we delay, then this is what's going to make us at the end not doing this action. And who's going to be in loss? We will be in loss. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be in loss. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of our actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of our action. If the whole mankind were to get together and do good deeds, night and day, good deeds, good a'mal, you know, then it is not going to elevate Allah's status. If all of us, the whole mankind, the jinn, were to get together and sin, night and day, sin, it is not going to decrease Allah's status. Allah is pure. Subhanallah. Allah is pure. Allah is pure from all this. This shows us that we are in need of this. The deeds, we are in need. Now for us to gain these deeds, we need to do good deeds. And we should not delay. Shaitan is with us, playing with us all the time. All the time Shaitan is playing with us. It is our duty, my duty, your duty to fight Shaitan. Fight our desires. A time will come when it's too late. A time will come when the Ramadan, month of Ramadan is over. Remember, why I have highlighted the month of Ramadan is in this month, we get more. For a good action, we get more compared to the other month. So, this tells us we should make the most out of this month. We should try our best to make most out of this month of Ramadan. And like I said, there are many ways of doing good deeds. Reciting the Quran. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر. That this Quran was revealed in this month, in the month of Ramadan. The Quran was revealed in the night of power, Laylatul Qadr. The Quran, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every night used to recite the Quran with Jibra'il alayhi salam. Every night. These are all good actions that we could follow from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and, you know, have the, we build a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we've got adhkar, dhikr, remembrance of Allah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dhkuru Allah dhikran kathira. Allah says in the Quran, believers, O believers, remember Allah, remember Him abundantly. Wherever you are, at work, uni, college, school, at home, remember Allah. And by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll build taqwa. We'll put taqwa, we'll put fear in our hearts. And then we've got giving sadaqah. We give sadaqah. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted all of us with wealth. Everyone here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted with wealth. But everyone will be different to each other. Allah did not grant every single one of us with same amount of wealth. Allah did not give us same amount of wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distributed it from His treasure different, you know, He has given us all different wealth. All different. I have less, you have more, this person has more, other person has less. It's all different. But this is from Allah. But when it comes to giving, obviously we will see what an individual is capable of giving. Whatever he can give, then obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward that person for the sadaqah that he has given. He will be rewarded for the sadaqah that he has given. But the main purpose over here is to give sadaqah. No one is saying give, you know, everything you have or half of your wealth. You know, give such that, you know, you've got plenty for yourself and you for your family. And give, you know, from your savings. There's two types of sadaqah. One is called zakat. That is compulsory for a person, from the savings, when a year goes by, they give 2.5%. That's from the savings. That's farz among the pillars of Islam. There's another one that is optional. The normal sadaqah, where every day if you want, you could give. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, there are those who spend night the wealth night and day secretly and openly. Comes in the Quran. There are those who spend in the path of Allah openly. You know, people see them openly, secretly. No one knows. Nighttime, daytime. It comes in a hadith. Some of the commentators have said that this verse was revealed when Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, he had 40,000 dinars. So what he done, 10,000 he gave in the path of Allah at day, 10,000 he gave at night, 10,000 he gave openly, 10,000 he gave secretly. All four situation. This shows that sadaqah can be given any time of the day and night, openly and secretly. There is no restriction. But for our sadaqah, for our charity to be accepted, there is a big condition. We give big, large amount, and then we find that it is not accepted. Then this has all gone to waste. Allah says in the Quran, those who spend in the path of Allah is example of a grain. A grain, when you seed, when you plant that grain, and from that grain, there's 7 ears that comes out. And each ear has 10 grains. So that is 70. So from just one grain you planted, from that it is all multiplied. It is all multiplied. From one grain you've got 70. So just for one grain. So the intention over here must be correct for us to get reward in large. Now if we have wrong intentions, if we do not do this to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the example is given that a person plants the grain in a bad land. A land, say for example, there's stone there, on top of the stone there was some soil and he planted it there. And water came and threw everything away. Wiped out everything. Would he get anything out of this grain? He will not get anything out of this grain. So my dear respected listeners, it is important when we give sadaqah, we must make sure our intentions are correct. That's the first thing. Second, wherever we give from, wherever we get the money and we give, our source has to be halal. Our source has to be halal. And when we after giving, we should not give it for name and fame. We should not give charity for name and fame. It's dangerous. Because if we do this for name and fame, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not reward us. Because Allah says in the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَّا نَوَى. That every action depends on its intention. If we do things to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us. If we do to please other people, to show other people, oh, I've got money, I'm giving this much money to show, then Allah will not give anything. But then we might think, wait a minute, a person will, you know, show off when they are giving charity openly. But just a couple of minutes ago, I recited the verse where Allah says, giving charity night and day, openly and secretly. It doesn't make sense. No, you can give openly in front of everyone, but at the same time, we must make sure we control our desires. We must make sure we fight with shaitan that we are not openly giving charity to please everyone. We are giving openly so that other people see me and they will get up and give charity. Like at the hadith, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered the companions to give sadaqah. Between Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they used to compete with each other. Not in wealth, not in dunya, in cars, fast cars, big buildings, businesses, money, no. They used to compete in khairat, in good deeds. In good deeds, they used to compete each other. So every time, you know, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to be one step ahead of Abu Bakr. Sorry, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to always be one step ahead of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So when Prophet that day announced that he announced to all the companions, give sadaqah. Go home and get whatever you have and give to charity. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala, at that time he had more wealth than Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an. So he was very happy. Alhamdulillah, this is the chance. Umar radiallahu ta'ala was thinking, yes, this is the chance when I can go ahead of Abu Bakr in good deeds. Because I've got more compared to him, and I'll give more and I'll go ahead of him. So he went home, he got half of his wealth. Not what we give today, half of his wealth. Half. He got half of his wealth, all chuffed, all happy. Half of his wealth he got, and he then, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ya Umar, مَا أَبْقَيْتَ لِأَهْلِكَ مَا أَبْقَيْتَ لِأَهْلِكَ. What have you, you know, then Umar radiallahu ta'ala put all his wealth, half of his wealth, in front. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا أَبْقَيْتَ لِأَهْلِكَ يَا Umar. What have you left for your family? Ya Rasulullah, I left half, and half of my wealth is here. The turn of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala came. He didn't have much wealth, but he got his wealth and he put it in front. So he didn't have much compared to Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, مَا أَبْقَيْتَ لِأَهْلِكَ يَا أَبُو بَكَرَ. What have you left What have you left for your family? Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala says, Allahu wa Rasul. I have left Allah and His Rasul. He got everything he had, he got and he put it in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not half, not three quarters, everything. And he put it in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar radiallahu ta'ala thought, I'll never go ahead of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu in reward, in good deeds. So this is how they used to compete with each other in good deeds. Fastabikul khayrat. My dear respected listeners, as we are all aware, this is the first Jum'ah in this masjid, Aisha Masjid. So, beginning of Ramadan, we should try our best now. We should try our best, whatever we can. No one is saying give all your wealth, half your wealth. Whatever we individually can, we give in the path of Allah. And we know the reward will be multiplied. It will be multiplied. In normal days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives from 10 to 70. But in the month of Ramadan, according to our intentions, according to our sincerity of our intentions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us such amount that inshallah we will be, free for the rest of our life. So my dear respected brothers and elders, this last phase left in this masjid, this is just temporary. We are here in Aisha Masjid for Ramadan. After this, then we have the work, refurbishment that's left that we need to complete. So with everyone's help, mine, yours, everyone's help, as a community, as a Muslim, we can help this. This is the house of Allah. This is not my house, this is not your house, this is not the management's house. No, this is the house of Allah. This house belongs to Allah. And we are doing, whatever we put in this masjid, inshallah, even after we pass away, leave this dunya, this will be rewarding us. We will be getting reward from this. My dear respected listeners, throughout the day, even for Taraweeh, those brothers who come, those sisters who come for Taraweeh, please, let's do this during this Ramadan. Before Ramadan finishes, we need to hit our target. We need to hit our target and complete this during the Ramadan. So straight after Ramadan, we can start that work. So now this is all up to us, my dear respected listeners. Our duty to, first of all, spend from our wealth and advise others, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to upon what has been said. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.